Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Holly, don't give me a hard time about throwing out a letter grade for the San Diego Padres. Just because Woodsy would roll his eyes doesn't mean that it's bad radio.
Okay.
There are certainly things that you can point at with the Padres that have been less than perfect in the first 40 games of the season. Xander Bogaerts has been less than perfect. Jason Hayward has been less than perfect.
Yeah, you still have concerns for sure, but that doesn't take away from the results that you've gotten.
It would be hard to pick a team in baseball to give a better grade to. The Giants probably get an A as well, have been surprising. The Dodgers have the best record in baseball. Everyone expected it, though. You have to grade somewhat on a curve of expectations to start the year. And given where we were going into this year, we were hopeful about the San Diego Padres, but I think they've exceeded most of even their own most diehard fans' expectations to be 11 games above 500 at 25-14 at this point in the season, going into their 40th game tonight against the LA Angels. They faced a lot of tough teams, a lot of first and second place teams, and come through with the record that they have. Anything less than an A, I think, would be disingenuous, you know, for the San Diego Padres right now. Now, are there concerns going forward? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For me, I think the biggest pressing everyday concern is what the Padres are going to do in left field. Tonight, going up against the Angels and Yusei Kikuchi, a left-hander, I expect Brandon Lockridge. Assuming Jackson Merrill is back from his stomach bug, hopefully, I would expect Brandon Lockridge to get the next chance against at least left-handed starters to be the left fielder. But in the vast majority of games against right-handers, Jason Hayward has just not gotten the job done to the levels that you would hope.
I agree.
And I'm not being unrealistic. I don't expect Jason Hayward to be an all-star. I don't even expect him to be Jason Hayward from 5 or 6 years ago. But the at-bats, and I'm not just singling out the double play grounder with the bases loaded. That was frustrating. But I'm taking this as a whole throughout the season. Has two home runs. One of them was probably an out, let's be honest, if it wasn't at Coors Field. He's not going to get any opposite field home runs like that at Petco Park or Dodger Stadium or Oracle Park in the division at night. That was a Coors Field special. And then he had the nice one home run in the game where we were sitting in the suite. That was cool. I pulled that one, got a hold of that one. Has a couple of RBIs. He's played some decent defense. He's not killing the San Diego Padres.
I think there's a place for him on the roster still.
I agree.
I don't think he's played himself off the roster like we saw with, say, Yuli Gurriel or even like getting sent down like Campusano did. Traded like Connor Joe was. We talked about that in our 7 o'clock hour. There's a place for Jason Hayward, at least as of right now. I don't know that it's an everyday starter role. And I threw out the idea to you during a commercial break. I said, how much action has Tyler Wade seen in left field? Because that's somebody I have more confidence in him every day or at least more regularly. And he filled in fairly admirably when we were down, you know, Merrill and Cronenworth kind of played that super utility role of wherever the team needed him. And we did see him out in center field. I'm wondering if maybe he could be an option, at least against righties playing in left field more regularly.
Yeah, you know, let's not expect Tyler Wade to necessarily keep up a 273 average and a 375 on base percentage.
No, but he's warranted an opportunity.
But
I think.
He, you know, in a season and a half now, he's done things to help the Padres win games. You know, the speed element always plays. You know, he's not going to hit for any power. I get it. He's going to strike out more than you probably should for a guy who's not going to hit for power. Tyler Wade has his own deficiencies as well.
Of course he does.
I'm still looking at some point outside the organization for a potential starter in left field down the stretch. Now, this may not be until closer to the trade deadline, but A.J. Preller has always shown that he is willing to make moves earlier than expected when he sees something, an area where the Padres can improve. And right now, to me, that's the biggest area where the Padres could instantly improve. If they found someone who could consistently deliver a little more offense in left field, I agree with you. Jason Hayward coming off the bench, pinch hit occasionally, you know, spot start occasionally. You can stay in for defensive purposes at the end of the game and be just fine with Jason Hayward out there. Keep his presence in the clubhouse, his veteran leadership. That's been a good thing for the Padres, but if he's starting 115, 120 games right now, that's probably too much at this stage of his career for Jason Hayward. And I hope he's not listening and getting mad at me right now because I'm scared of Jason Hayward. But and it's good that you have some players that are kind of scary a little bit on your team as well that command a lot of respect. But the at-bats simply don't, they don't look as good as the rest of the lineup. You know, even given the allowances that I'm going to make, and I'm not expecting the same out of Jason Hayward as I do out of Tatis and Machado and Merrill, it just doesn't feel like his, the bat speed, it's getting there. He's not catching up to even some hittable guys that other guys in the lineup are raking against. And that's just what I've seen so far from Jason Hayward.
Just looked it up. Tyler Wade has played in 469 games. Nice. And he surprisingly has actually played more in left field than any of the other outfield positions.
Okay.
He's played 51 games in left field, including 12 last year. Don't remember those all at, like, even a little bit. 51 games in the left. He's played 33 in center, where we've seen him most recently, 16 times this year, and he's played 30 games in right field. So he knows what he's doing out there, and I think that's, I'm fine with a Lockridge-Wade combo right now, and keep Jason Hayward off the bench and whenever you need him.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a couple of the guys coming up from the minor leagues that no one has, you know, Tirso Ornelas did not grab the bull by the horns. Oscar Gonzalez, you know, was sent back down. Obviously, they could bring him back up. It's so tough to tell, though. All those guys, other than Eggy, who's been struggling even at AAA to hit, they all go down and they rake on that AAA level in the Pacific Coast League, in those ballparks against that pitching. But it really tells you almost nothing about whether or not they're going to be successful on the big league level. I think it's one of the real difficulties the Padres have in evaluation. It's the opposite with pitching. You have a guy that has even minimal success in that league pitching-wise, bring him right up. They'll probably dominate in the big leagues. But hitting-wise, I don't know. I mean, you know, Jackson Merrill came up, and I was worried that, he skipped over AAA. Maybe that was the best thing for him, that he never even had that environment to hit in to begin with. That was the key to the success for Jackson Merrill. Maybe you just keep all of your hitters out of AAA at this point. But it's just so hard to identify. All right, we need a guy to come up. Yeah, pick anyone with a 1,000-plus OPS at AAA right now and think, all right, we'll plug him in. Even if he only has a 800 OPS on the big leagues, it's fine. But they go from 1,000 to like 400 OPS on the big leagues. It's just it's just like you go off a cliff when you call him up, to that final level. And I get it. It's the pitching's much tougher, but it's just not the same. And it's really, really difficult to figure out who can be that guy that comes up and fills in. Now, you know, Gavin Sheets has done a nice job.
Especially the Pacific Coast League out here on this side of the country. Like, that's, you do see a lot of teams pull guys from AA just as often as they do from AAA.
I need money. Says, give me Tirso. I mean, we saw Tirso.
He had a chance.
Now,
it didn't go great.
It doesn't mean that he is gone forever. You can't also say, hey, came up and struggled Anthony Rizzo style for a month or two, and then it's it. You know, you got to trade him, got to get him out of the organization. That would also be an overreaction to take one stint at the big leagues that didn't go well and then forever make your opinion and go, this guy's just not a big leaguer. He's a 4A player. He's never going to make it.
No, but we're not in necessarily a position where it's keep giving guys chances and keep experimenting. Like, you kind of, if you want to be a serious contender, you kind of need to get guys in order, find something that works and hope it works throughout the, who knows? Maybe Tyler Wade filled in pretty well during the 3+ weeks that we were out a couple of guys. Could he catch fire in a bottle? Could he have maybe not a total Jurickson Profar 2024 type season, but can he come on a regular basis in left field and give you league average defense and put up some competitive at bats? I think he can, and I think he can do it for the duration of the season.
That's the real rub. If you were out of contention, if you were an also ran, it'd be easy to play Tirso Ornelas every single day until he gets going, and
yep.
Then maybe you have something on your hands. But you can't throw a guy out there that you know is going to maybe cost you games somewhere. That's learning on the big league level. Jason Heyward is not helping you, but he's not costing you games either. At this point, Mike Schild is always going to feel more comfortable right now with Jason Heyward out there. Tyler Wade, you can tell. Mike Schild's comfortable with Tyler Wade, so I think your idea has some merit. He's comfortable with Brandon Lockridge now.
Mm-hmm.
He was never comfortable with Connor Joe. I think that's a big reason why, you know, he was traded.
Wasn't going to work.
Didn't feel comfortable penning Connor Joe into his lineup. I don't think he's necessarily comfortable with Tirso Ornelas. Gave Oscar Gonzalez some chances. You know, he had done it on the big league level. I think that carried some weight with Mike Schilt, but he was close, but he never quite got there. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Oscar again at some point this season. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Tirso again at some point this season. But I don't think that Mike Schilt or AJ Preller are counting on them to be the solution as the everyday left fielder for the pennant drive down the stretch.
Right.
That person...
It's a delicate balance to stay competitive all year long, giving guys chances, et cetera. It's a delicate balance for Mike Schilt and AJ Preller.
For now, I think it's maybe more Tyler Wade and Brandon Lockridge and some Jason Heyward. In the future, that person is not in the San Diego Padres organization at this moment.
I would agree with that.
The guy who starts on August 1st for the San Diego Padres in left field, my prediction, they are not currently in the San Diego Padres organization.
Yeah.
And we will find out what's available and, you know, what magic AJ Preller can swing when we get closer to the trading deadline or even, you know, maybe June.
Would you rank the greatest area of needs? Because I was texting with some buddies yesterday. And they're like looking at the catcher position. Like, it's just a black hole there. It's just a black hole. And I go, I don't necessarily disagree, but it does. I get the sense that the team is more than willing to move forward with Diaz and Maldonado throughout the rest of the year. They're just going to ride it through and hope to make the right decisions on a game by game basis between those two. So that's not really a super high like item on my list of concerns, weaknesses, things to address with the trade deadline. I think it's a pitcher or two.
I mean, Elias Diaz and Martin Maldonado and are producing at a major league average level right now for catchers, which is beyond my wildest expectations. They have overachieved so far.
I think so. Yeah.
I worry that maybe they'll come back to down a little bit after that, so I'm not saying it's not a concern, but you can much more easily improve in the outfield, in left field. There are more players available. There aren't any good catchers out there that are available. Or very few.
That's why I get the idea.
And they're going to be costly.
I get the sense that this is who we're rolling with, and let's hope it works out.
I think you can, for a minimal investment, trade and find someone who probably can produce at a higher level than you're getting out of left field right now, which is why I think that's ultimately my area my first area to address during this season at some point is going to be left field for the Padres.
Yeah, left field. See what Yu Darvish gives you when he does come back, whether that's next week or in a couple of weeks. You'll have some time between Darvish returning and not just like a starter too. He's going to get to settle in, and then you can determine, okay, do we need to add to the rotation? Has Steven Kolek dropped off, or is he going to continue to dominate? Maybe not as well as he did on Saturday, but is he going to continue to pitch well enough that you're happy with your rotation? We talked about the bullpen earlier, Wandy Peralta in particular, Sean Reynolds. You know, are there some concerns on the back end of the bullpen? Sure, but those guys, as of right now, you know, you're not going to see them unless the game's kind of out of hand.
Interestingly, Kevin Acey in his newsletter this morning, his Padres Daily, speculated, and I don't think this is anything the Padres have necessarily told him, but when Yu Darvish returns, and that could be, you know, in just over a week or so, if the rehab start goes well, he thinks the Padres may go with a six-man rotation for at least the time being, because after next Monday, they have an off day Thursday, another one on Monday. Mm-hmm. I believe they have a stretch of a pretty long stretch, at least nine in a row. And to keep everybody going kind of on the more 5 days of rest rather than 4 days of rest, that would be a spot where you could actually have both Randy Vasquez and Steven Kolek remain in the rotation. You could option back a Sean Reynolds for the time being, get him some more work in AAA, and just go with a six-man rotation. Hey, given how Steven Kolek has pitched, I don't think it's, I mean, we've seen the Padres recently not need every reliever a lot of days. They go a long time between using some of their back end guys. Yuki Matsui disappeared for 2 weeks. He's come back and he hasn't given up like a hit in his last six appearances. And they barely have enough spots to use him. So right. I think you can get away with a seven-man bullpen, a six-man starting rotation. And then you hit June, you really have a long stretch. So you may, for a month and a half, even consider, if everybody's healthy, sticking with a six-man rotation. And then whoever's the hottest guys, maybe in the second half of the season, you move forward with your best five. But you give them all a few more starts to see what they can do. Because I wouldn't take Randy Vasquez here or Steven Kolek out right now.
I'm looking at the schedule. It gets gnarly. So, yeah, we got the three games this week against the Angels, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Off day Thursday. Three games against Seattle here at home. Then you've got the off day on Monday before you start a two-city road trip. But it's going to be nine straight games. Toronto, Atlanta, and then back home to take on the Marlins on Memorial Day. Then you have a day off. Then you have 13 straight, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Milwaukee, and the Dodgers. Then you have a day off, and then another 13 straight after that. Now you're almost through the end of June.
Yeah, six-man if you can swing it. If enough guys stay right, healthy, I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin is right and the Padres will try to keep everybody up along with Yu Darvish when he does return. Speaking of the Dodgers, they split their four games over the weekend with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Dodgers won yesterday as Freddie Freeman put together a 4-for-4 with a home run and three runs batted in. Mentioned earlier, though, the Giants got swept by the Minnesota Twins. First real bad series of the year for the Giants. The Twins scored two in the 10th. Walked it off on a Deshaun Kiersey Jr. single in the bottom of the 10th inning to win it 7-6. Elsewhere in baseball,
first time in a while, real quick, while we're staying on the NL West, first time in a while we've started to see a little bit of separation,
just a tiny bit.
Just a window, but I mean, these teams have been like within a game and a half for a while now, and you have the Padres one game back of the Dodgers, the Giants are three games back, and the Diamondbacks have fallen, you know, a little regression to the mean there. They are now six games back.
Yeah, they're fine, though. I mean, they can't be unhappy with splitting four against the Dodgers, even at home. It wasn't a bad series.
Diamondbacks
are still a good team.
I agree.
Sunday Night Baseball, Zach Wheeler, a gem, seven innings, eight strikeouts. Phillies shut out the Guardians 3-0. The Mets and Cubs to a potential like playoff type series. Mets won that series 2 out of 3. Francisco Lindor hit his 9th home run in a 6-2 win yesterday. And guess who just won a series with their new manager? The Pirates beat the Braves 4-3. They took 2 out of 3. Joey Bart, an infield grounder with the infield drawn in the bottom of the 9th inning for a walk-off winner as they beat the Braves 4-3. The Cardinals are red hot. They've won 8 straight. They beat the Nationals 6-1. Let's see, elsewhere in baseball, Orioles took 2 out of 3 in Anaheim over the Angels, and the Angels, of course, coming down to Petco Park tonight. Aaron Judge, 4 more hits yesterday. Yankees beat the A's 12-2 to win that series. Astros behind 11 strikeouts from Ronel Blanco in 8 innings, shut out the Reds 6-0. Mentioned the Rangers and Tigers, and do this. Rangers beat the Tigers 6-1 to win that series. Blue Jays beat the Mariners 9-1. Eric Lauer, former Padre picking up the win in relief. A little look at what happened yesterday in Major
League
Baseball.
Eric Lauer, former opening day starter for the San Diego Padres.
We still have our Rondo report coming up, and I do also want to mention something that happened this weekend. And Rosie Perez is still undefeated, because sometimes when you tie, you actually lose. And that was the case for one of our teams this weekend. I'll mention that when we come back with Bennett Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, for the traffic, I'm going to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Summer is fast approaching. It felt summer-like on Saturday, but when it really gets hot in San Diego in July and August, wouldn't you like to already be done with your weight loss journey? You can be. If you start now, by the middle of July, you can be down 10% to 20% of your body weight. For me, that was 40 pounds in 60 days when I went through the program. You can follow my lead and lose up to a pound of fat per day with no drugs or injections and no need to buy any prepackaged meals, bars, shakes. No need to exercise either. SDFatLoss.com is a doctor-developed, easy-to-follow weight loss program. Helps you lose weight fast, naturally, and safely. And it's sustainable. I have kept the weight off for almost 2 years now, thanks to the fact that it was based on eating stuff that I already ate, like steak and chicken. So much easier to keep going with that than just give up bars or give up injections. Hope the weight stays off. It rarely works for people. This is something that you can say, hey, it's going to work, and I'm going to keep the weight off. Because what's the point of going through the pain of losing the weight if you're just going to gain it right back? You can right now take advantage of their spring special and get $200 off the program all throughout the month of May. Just sign up for your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. Find out how the program can work for you at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You know, that's glorious wisdom comes from a basketball movie. But honestly,
one of my favorites.
Honestly, I think it applies even better to the world of soccer. When sometimes you win, you actually lose, and sometimes when you lose, you actually tie. Well, this weekend, the San Diego Wave tied, but it was actually a loss for the San Diego Wave. I don't know if you saw this, Pauly. This was as brutal.
I missed this entirely, so please.
This
was
as I don't know. This is as brutal as it gets. I was not watching the game. I only read the recap of this one. So they're playing the Portland Thorns, always a thorn in their side, so to speak. They get a goal in the 7th minute from Kimi Asensio, 17-year-old score. So they're up 1-0 early in the game. And then they hold on to that lead. But then in the 41st minute, Kennedy Wesley one of their defenders draws a red card. Kind of a weak foul, but they show her the red card. So now they're playing 10 on 11 the rest of the match. They get to halftime, still up 1-0. They do a great job. Kaylin Sheridan, their goalkeeper, all world from Canada, makes a bunch of good saves. And they have survived. They get to stoppage time. The ref puts up 5 minutes of stoppage time. All right, still 1-0. Get through the first minute. Get through the second minute. Get through the third minute. Get through the fourth minute. So now we're getting to the final minute.
Up 1-0.
Up 1-0. Still, they've been holding on to this lead now for 88 minutes of soccer. It goes past the fifth minute. So now they're just waiting for the whistle.
Like the next dead...
It's just at any moment, the referee is going to hit the whistle, and the game is over. They have survived 10 on 11. They have won it 1-0. Like 5 minutes and 20 seconds into 5 minutes of stoppage time.
Oh, my God.
Portland Thorns are in the penalty box, and a Wave player, I forget who it was, sticks her leg out a little bit, and the Portland Thorns player throws her arms up, goes flying through the air. Total, like, flop. I mean, was it a foul? Was there contact? Yes, but it was majorly exaggerated. Blow the whistle. Penalty kick to end the game. They score, and then that's it. It's over. And it ends up a 1-1 draw, but it's when a tie is really a loss.
And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
You lose. And that was how the Wave felt on Saturday as they tied, but they actually lost, where Portland feels like they actually won.
That is brutal.
It's as brutal as you're going to get in soccer.
I don't like
for that,
that
game.
All.
That was awful. Mm. So I just wanted to extend a little sympathy to the Wave and the Wave fans for what happened to them over the weekend.
Brutal.
With some Gloria Wisdom thrown in to the mix right there.
Seconds away from 3 points.
Yes.
And you end up
splitting.
With
just the 1 point.
Damn.
Not even two. You get 1 point for the whole thing. The whole entire game. That was rough.
That is tough.
All right. We've got some tickets to give away. We got two VIP tickets, in fact, to the Front Row Card Show at the Town and Country Resort in Mission Valley, May 24th and 25th. It's a huge show with over 400 vendors of sports cards, Pokemon, comic books, autographs, and other collectibles. You can go to frontrowcardshow.com to get your own tickets. But the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973 is going to win the two VIP tickets show coming up in Mission Valley later this month. 833-288-0973. Call in now, and then we'll come back. And Paulie has some Michael Jordan news for us.
Wasn't expecting Michael Jordan news today.
Yeah, some unexpected Jordan news this morning. And more coming up in our final segment of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Just talking about the soccer. That was a bad beat in soccer over the weekend. Occasionally that will happen at the card table as well. Hopefully you can lay a bad beat on someone else, though, when you head down to 7 Mile Casino in San Diego's best card room. It's only 7 minutes from downtown. You just hop on the 5 freeway, head down toward Chula Vista. You're getting off Bay Boulevard on the west side of the freeway, and you pull in. When you walk into 7 Mile Casino, you're going to see in front of you the tables in front of you and to your right. You're going to see windows. It's open. It's airy. It's clean. It smells good in there. There are TVs all over the place. There's a great bar and restaurant. Sammy's over to your left. You got friendly dealers who want to take care of you. You got good high limit action for the serious card players. They're spreading real games of Texas Hold'em, California style blackjack, whatever you're looking for. They've got it at 7 Mile Casino. You can enjoy yourself on their beautiful patio that overlooks San Diego Bay with views of Coronado and the boats going by. Absolutely gorgeous, especially on a day like this. Would really be a phenomenal place to check it out. And it's one of the places you can get food 24/7 with the 24/7 players menu whenever you're hungry. 4 a.m., 3 p.m., no limited menus. They got the full 24/7 players menu with great items like Kung Pao Chicken, Asian favorites, and more all together at 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Richard in our chat is worried about Woodsy, who's out today because of his cluster headaches. Says in regards to Woods' cluster headaches, he should look into getting Botox injected on the areas where he gets the headaches. Botox is FDA approved to treat migraines, could be paid for by insurance. I can't remember. Has Woods gotten Botox before? I feel like he may have admitted that he did that at some point.
I think he has.
I would like to see Woods with this constant surprised look on his face at the Botox.
Really? Like Tom Cruise?
Yes. I mean, I don't think if he thought it would fix it, I'm sure he would be willing to try it. He is always willing to experiment with remedies out there.
This is a new one for Woodsy, I think. I mean, maybe he's been dealing with it and he hasn't told us, but he has not mentioned anything about the
He must have had them before because he seemed like he knew what they were when he texted us this morning, what he was dealing with.
Sure.
So. Maybe it's been a while, though, since he's dealt with it. But hopefully he will be back tomorrow. We miss him today, obviously, on a Monday. Did have a fun show. Had plenty to discuss from over the weekend with the San Diego Padres and more. This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Just go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. That's sandiegofrozenropes.com. Padres and Angels tonight, opener of a 6-game homestand for your San Diego Padres. 6:40, first pitch, Sammy Leavitt with our EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 5:40. Michael King back on the mound with his 4-1 record and 2.22 ERA, a whip of under 1 at 0.99. After Nick Pivetta's bad start yesterday, Michael King moves up. I think he's now 4th in the NL in ERA. He'll be going up against Yusei Kikuchi, who, while he's 0-4 and his whip of 1.46 isn't great, his ERA at 3.83 is certainly not bad. He just has not gotten much help or run support from the Angels, who, after getting off to a decent start for the first like 10 games, have been pretty awful. Not Rockies awful, but pretty bad. Of course, Mike Trout's been out with injuries, and I don't know if we'll ever see Anthony Rendon again. So they are again missing some of their key players. Logan Ohapi has been one of their better hitters for the team so far this season, leading in batting average. But Padres clearly another series where they should have advantage playing at home in front of the big crowds at Petco Park. This is one where you want to make sure you take the series and, you know, go for the sweep again. You're not going to get every single sweep just like they didn't get against the Rockies, but they did get against the Pirates. That should be the goal, especially at home against a lower tier team like the Angels. You're going for the sweep. If you miss one and win the series, okay, fine. You know, we can live with that. But that should be the goal every time when a team like this is coming into town. All right, let's check traffic last time, and then Paulie We'll talk about Michael Jordan and more in his Rindle Report next here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning, Benjamin. Let's get right to the Michael Jordan news. I was not expecting to have too many headlines with him this morning, but we did have some breaking news. So NBC has picked up coverage of the NBA again starting next season. It's been, 20 years probably since the NBA was on NBC?
Probably even more than that.
It's been a while. I think to some pretty classic matchups back in the 90s and early 2000s with the NBC coverage. And so they're bringing everything back with NBC's coverage. You will hear Round Ball Rock, one of the greatest sports anthems in my humble opinion.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
I'd even be fine with that remix from
John
SNL.
Tesh.
I love that song so much. So that you'll hear that, and part of their coverage on NBC is now going to have the GOAT. Michael Jordan is going to be a special contributor to NBC's coverage, and I don't know exactly yet what that's going to look like. I don't know that he's going to be like, it's not going to look like Inside the NBA where he's going to be on the desk every week or every day with some other analysts, but he is going to be a special contributor to the NBA coverage on NBC this fall.
I think Michael Jordan is going to be a miserable failure at this job. And I only say that because I want to inspire Michael Jordan to prove everybody wrong and be the greatest contributor in television history. Because
I will send that clip to
you.
You know,
nothing motivates Michael Jordan like people doubting him. there's reason to doubt him, though. He has never really... I can't remember him ever doing like the broadcaster thing. Right?
I don't remember him sitting down during a game or anything.
The documentary, obviously, he sat down for interviews and stuff, and he can be engaging, but he's never been opinionated. He's, in fact, actively avoided opinions most of his career. You know, what was it? The Republicans buy shoes, too. He's not doesn't want to tick anybody off, so he's never really taken stands on anything. It's hard to be a solid television contributor today without at least going out on a limb on a few things. So,
but who knows more about the game than a guy like that? Well, like, will he? Yeah, can he be a good analyst? Can he be a Tom Brady type guy where it's like, hey, man, he's the GOAT. You're going to listen to what he has to say, or is he going to kind of sit there like a bump on a log? I'm not sure.
Just because you're the GOAT playing does not always translate into being a good broadcaster.
We saw how it worked with the Jordan as an executive. It didn't go very well.
So, we'll see. But again, few people doubting him. My guess is he will not want to make a fool of himself and will try to excel as he always does.
Biggest news in the NFL from over the weekend is that Derek Carr, quarterback for the Saints, is hanging him up. He announced his retirement from the NFL, was not able to recover from some injuries, and you looked at the writing on the wall, the Saints already kind of moving on, looking for their next quarterback of the future, but he decided to hang him up, and you know what? I thought he had a pretty good career. I really do. Derek Carr, good, not great, but he had the longevity in the NFL that you just don't see too often.
It surprises me, though, because he was under a guaranteed deal with the Saints. And he could have, if he wanted. Now, I know they're letting him keep his signing bonus and roster bonus, which is good. But if he had just stayed and said, hey, I'm hurt, I can't play, but I'll stick around and rehab and, you know, help some of the young quarterbacks, they would have had to pay him $30 million this year. Now they are not going to have to pay him $30 million. I mean, he's doing the Saints a giant solid
by
announcing his retirement when really he didn't have to. I mean, he's still going to have to rehab the shoulder if he wants to be able to, you know, use it for the rest of his life.
Pick
he
up can't, his kids or something.
Yeah, he can't just not do it. And he could have had the team facilities and the team trainers and everything working
on him. It's a very different rehab process.
It is. It is. But, you know, you'd also be getting paid to do so. And now he won't be moving on to the next phase of his life in retirement. Now, what does this leave the Saints with quarterback-wise?
They have Tyler Shaw their rookie quarterback.
They drafted him out of Louisville in the second round.
They've got Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener. That is your competition right now for the Saints quarterback position.
That is a very dicey. For a team that wasn't already headed in the wrong direction, that's a dicey situation. Now, maybe the strategy is, hey, if we have a really horrible year, we can draft a new quarterback next year and go for our franchise QB. I would say play the kid from Louisville as much as you can. If you've got something, then you know you probably still aren't going to win more than six games, but then you draft around him and get him some pieces and hopefully build for the future. And if not, well, you pull the plug and go in a different direction. Or you can sign Aaron Rodgers and, you know, try to squeeze a 9-8 season this year and, you know, a wild card berth out of going the Aaron Rodgers route. Because he hasn't officially signed with the Steelers. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's still out
there.
Really
just jerking everybody
around. You could
trade
for Kirk Cousins, but I don't know what that's just expensive and what that's going to do for you. So, not sure what the Saints are going to do.
And then finally, I have a story here that is absolutely. Now, Woods would comment on this for sure, but this one is actually tailored to you, Ben. And it has to do with Daryl Hall.
Oh, Hall and Oates. Hall and Oates.
Yes. So Daryl Hall apparently has very strong feelings on the genre yacht rock.
Right.
How would you describe yacht rock?
I would describe yacht rock as easy listening, late 1970s, early 1980s. Kind of an easy listening rock that goes well with some white wine and sitting out on the dock or, you know, for a nice cruise in San Diego Bay.
I would describe it as a playlist featuring at least a couple of songs from Hall & Oates.
Oh, well, I mean, their entire catalog fits almost right into the heart of the yacht rock. Ooh, or how do you say that word?
Well, it depends on who you ask, because if you're asking Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, he says absolutely not. He called it, quote, an effing joke that he is lumped into yacht rock. He said that the people who invented the term, I can't really say what it is, what he said they are, but they're jerks, I guess. He says, I never understood it. It's just R&B with maybe some jazz in there.
It's not
mellow,
an insult.
It's mellow R&B. It's smooth R&B. I don't see what the yacht part is. He said, people misjudged us because they couldn't label us. They always came up with all this kind of crap, soft rock and yacht rock and all this other nonsense. And none of it describes anything that I do, really.
It's
and
not
I said, look, man, I don't think it's a knock either.
I don't think it's an insult.
You are what you are, though.
It's just a way that kind of fits a certain category of musical artists. And I'm very passionate in my love of specifically that yacht rock genre. It's
I don't
one
mind
of my
a little yacht rock
favorite,
now and
like,
then.
Satellite radio channels. I listen to yacht rock radio all the time.
It can fit the right vibe. It's good.
It's great, you know, if you're running a business and you need to play it over the speakers. It's not going to offend anybody. It usually makes people feel pretty good when they're hearing it. It's not an insult. And Daryl's, he has a lot of opinions that are unnecessary. Like, he was so mad that people would call them Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
When he just wanted to be called, we're Daryl Hall and John Oates. The name of the band is not Hall and Oates.
Again, it's like, buddy, I think you missed that. That train's passed.
But,
like,
it rolls off the tongue. Hall and Oates. It sounds easy to say. It's not an insult that people are calling you Hall and Oates, but he's just, no, Daryl Hall and John Oates. No, we are not yacht rock. We are smooth R&B. Doesn't matter. No one's knocking you. No one's dissing you. You have
okay, guy.
Unnecessarily strong opinions about these things.
I was like, wow, he's really pissed about this.
He really likes to get mad about a lot of stuff right now, which is not what yacht rock's supposed to be all about. Mellow man, you know, Daryl. Listen to some yacht rock. Chill out a little bit, okay? It's fine. It's gonna be fine. Channel your own inner music. Mellow. Mellow, easy. Just go easy, man.
No, I knew you'd actually be able to help out with that story on music there.
I'm not lying. I don't only listen to Maggie and Perloff. They're not on 24 hours a day. And I switched to a little MLB Network radio and a little PGA Tour radio as well because, second major of the year this week, PGA Championship is coming up. Xander Schauffele is your defending champion. They're playing at Quail Hollow in North Carolina this week. So I will get a little golf talk in at some point. And, of course, today is one of the weirdly most dramatic non-sports events of the calendar. You know what it is, Paulie? The NBA Draft Lottery takes place tonight. Capture the flag. Whoever's ping pong balls come up and whoever has that last envelope will almost undoubtedly draft Cooper Flagg out of Duke, who is the prize pick from this year's draft lottery. I always think it's weird and awkward how they're standing there and it's in a quiet studio and then they open the envelope and the reaction. Televised. But I find it oddly compelling. I almost never miss the NBA draft lottery. I love watching those guys sit there really weirdly and just hope they can't do anything about it and just wait for their envelopes to be opened and find out if they won or like they did something good. No, you did something bad to be there. You are truly awful because you are now in the draft
lottery.
One of
the worst teams.
And if you win it, it just means you're awful and a little bit lucky at the same time. So we will see who ends up with
the lottery concept or should it be like the worst team?
No, I like the lottery.
Gets the best draft.
I don't think you should ever be incentivized. You're already losing a ton. You should never be incentivized the last 3 weeks to lose even more than the other guys are losing.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
And I think a lottery keeps it kind of fair that way.
It's really bad luck when that worst team ends up getting totally screwed. And they get like the eighth pick or something.
Yeah, the Colorado Rockies are going to earn the number one pick. And now that baseball, I believe, also has a lottery system, they may not get the number one pick. But yeah, for the most part.
Still hope for you White Sox fans.
For the most part, you just don't. I don't think you want four teams all tanking all over each other. It actually impacts playoff races at the end of the year when you have a bunch of teams taking on tanking teams and other teams who are taking on playoff competitors. You want to make sure everybody kind of keeps playing hard as much as they can until the end of the season.
Yeah.
So don't incentivize losing at the end of regular seasons just to get a better draft pick. And I think the lotteries do somewhat help in that respect. All right. That is it for our program today. Braden Soprenich show is coming up next until 2 o'clock. And then you got most Gwynn and Chris today until 5:40 with the Padres back home this week. You'll have more of a regular lineup, night games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, and then no game on Thursday. So a fairly full lineup this week for everybody. Paulie, good job as always. Best wishes to Woodsy. Hope he feels better from his headaches. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. I'm Ben Higgins. Thank you, Tier 1s. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.